This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good morning and welcome to Chartiers Valley High School. Today, WJPA Sports Network presents the WPIALAA Individual Wrestling Championships. Hi, I'm Mark Uriah along with Greg Warnock, and our WJPA Sports Network producer in our downtown Washington studios is Jacob Knisner. Today's wrestling action on WJPA is brought to you by Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Bentleyville Giant Eagle, open 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300. And the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. Greg and I will look at what's ahead today when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at Chartiers Valley getting ready for the AA WPIAL Individual Wrestling Championships here on WJPA. First things first, we are going to start with round two of consolations, and all the action today is here in the main gym. So no auxiliary gym today, which is helpful for us. But before bouts per weight class in this second round of consolations, that should take us to somewhere around 11:30, which is when they will wrestle the semifinals on mats 1 and 3, consolations on mats 2 and 4. And then another consolation, a round of consolations to follow, and then the championship and consolation finals at 3:30 this afternoon. And Greg, we start out with a huge round right here because this round here, barring something unforeseen, but this round here gets you to the regional tournament next week if you finish in the top 8.
Yeah, keeps your season alive, which this one's probably the biggest round of the day. As far as, you know, just being able to advance to next week, everybody wants to win a WPIL title. But at the end of the day, it's about advancing to next week, giving yourself another opportunity to try to get to Hershey. And the only way to do that is to get into that top 8. So this is the biggest round of the day coming up here in just a few minutes.
And again, that's all going to be here in the main gymnasium on 4 mats. Just a note that already action underway at the AAA Southern Sectional Tournament, combination of Sections 5 and 6. That is at South Fayette. They started about 25 minutes ago, and that tournament is available online only at WJPA.com. So feel free to check in on that action as well. And
but only during the breaks, because you want to pay attention to us.
Yeah, well, of course. That goes without saying. Just some other notes. We have college basketball tonight here on 1450 AM, 545 airtime, Texas at Kansas. Pirates spring training baseball starts tomorrow, 105 here on 1450 AM. Pirates taking on the Orioles. We've got high school basketball on Monday, 6A girls semifinal. Second-seeded Peters Township will be taking on North Allegheny. We'll see where the high school basketball schedule takes us. Fort Cherry boys advanced last night, so we'll certainly be keeping an eye on them as well. But it's all wrestling today, at least until the basketball starts at 5:45 tonight. But we're going to concentrate on the wrestling here as we're about to get things started here from Chartiers Valley. Again, and they will wrestle through 8th place, 3:30. We'll have the championship 3rd, 5th, and 7th place matches. And we'll be getting ready to go here in just a couple of minutes. We're on the upper level here at Chartiers Valley with the wrestling down below. Gym that has been used for many, many years for WPIAL wrestling. Guys warming up down below, getting ready to go. And again, if you win in this consolation round, the second round of consolations, you would finish, again, barring ejection or something, but you would finish in the top 8, and you would qualify for next week's Southwest Regional Tournament, which will be held at Altoona.
Yeah, and really at this point, especially if you're in that consolation, it's just about advancing more than anything else and getting your season extended another week. Give yourself another opportunity, as obviously anyone's goal is to get to Hershey and have an opportunity to wrestle in a state tournament. So in order to do that, you got to advance. And you know, although, like I said, everybody wants to be that Whitfield champion. Only 14 of them can happen.
All right, we'll get started with second round consolation action here. Double A WPIAL Individual Wrestling Championships back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, sponsored by CNX Foundation.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Whether you're shopping for one or 100, make one convenient stop for everything you need at Bentleyville Giant Eagle. Fresh meats and produce, deli, fresh baked goods, dairy products, cold and flu supplies, all the snacks you want, and everything else you need. Bentleyville Giant Eagle has beer and wine available Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. Supporting area high school sports, students, and families. Giant Eagle in Bentleyville, open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase fan uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Just about ready to get started with second round consolations here as we approach the top of the hour. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM WJPA Washington. Those of you listening online at WJPA.com and greensports.net. Matt One, Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry, and Archer Brewer of Laurel. Matt Two, Julius Poole of Albert Gallatin, and Victor Wagner of North Catholic.
At number 3, just getting underway, it's going to be Aiden Shim of Hampton taking on Darius Simmons of Burgistown. And mat number 4, Angelo Bonai of Central Valley. He'll be taking on Caden Braun of Freedom.
All these bouts at 107 pounds. Again, 4 per weight class. No score on yet on mats 1 and 2.
Quick takedown for Simmons up Burgistown. He's up 2-0. Still no score. Just 20 seconds in between Braun and Bonai.
Brevlaro in on buzzer to Fort Cherry. 10 seconds to go in the first period and out of bounds. Buzzer had reached back and gone around the head, so did not give up the 2 points. Nearing the end of the first as well for Poole of Albert Gallatin and Wagner of North Catholic. And Wagner's going to get a takedown just before the first period ends, so he leads 2-0 after one.
Simmons of Burgistown will go on the bottom to begin the second period, leading 2-0. Quickly up to his feet. Trying to get a mat return is Shim. And a stalling call on Shim, unable to get Simmons down to the mat. Still behind him, and now he's going to have to let him go. So an escape for Simmons makes it 3-0.
Buzzer to Fort Cherry starts second period on top.
Simmons right in on a shot. He's going to get a takedown and go up 5-0. 30 seconds in. Scoreless at the end of one are Bonai and Braun.
Brewer of Laurel comes out the back door on Buzzard and reverses him. So 4-0 for Brewer of Laurel. Minute 32 to go, second period. Still 2-0 on mat 2 for Wagner of North Catholic. He is riding in the second period. He and Poole of Albert Gallatin are out of bounds with a minute 19 to go in the period.
Simmons is going to pick up a fall with a half. Time of that fall, 1 minute and 54 seconds.
Escape for Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry. Board still shows 2-1, but I believe there was a reversal there for Brewer. So I believe his lead should be 4-1. And they're out of bounds, 57 seconds to go in the second period.
Still not loading for you?
No, it is not.
Still scoreless between Bonai and Braun. Bonai on the bottom in this second period, 1:10 to go in the second, trying to peel the hands to get free of Braun. But Braun's still holding on to that leg, and he's going to drive him out of bounds. Does get the stalling call. That's the second one on Braun, so Bonai's going to go up 1-0. Takedown at 1:14 for Carter Thomas of Burrell. He leads Isaac Macaglia of Quaker Valley 2-0.
Looked like we had a fall at 2 minutes and 32 seconds for Victor Wagner of North Catholic. He pins Julius Poole of Albert Gallatin. Again, 2:32 time of the fall for Wagner of North Catholic.
Two nothing lead for Thomas of Burrell as Macaglia flattened out. 1-0 lead for Bonai, still on the bottom in the second period. 50 seconds to go in the period. Thomas is going to turn Macaglia to his back. Macaglia able to belly up, escape for Bonai. He's up 2-0.
Alex Medlin of Beth Center, Dylan Ferrix of Beaver wrestling on mat 2. They're out of bounds. Medlin with the opening takedown. That's at 114 pounds.
Got 3 of 4 mats to load. There's the 4.
All right. They do have it now 4-1 on mat 1 for Brewer of Laurel, riding and leading Buzzard of Fort Cherry. And a minute 35 to go in the third period there now.
Thomas got a couple of back points in the first, chose bottom, and right now in a parallel position here with Macaglia. So 2-0 lead for Bonai of Central Valley. Braun of Freedom starts the third period on the bottom.
One minute to go on mat 1. Brewer of Laurel still riding and leading. Buzzer of Fort Cherry, 4-1. Brewer has Buzzer broken flat to his stomach.
Reversal for Thomas puts Macaglia to his back. 6-0 with the reversal. And Thomas looking to try to punch his ticket to next week.
Ball on mat one at 4:17 for Brewa. That's 4:17 for Archer Brewa of Laurel over Drake Buzzard of Fort Cherry.
And we're going to get a fall for Thomas of Burrell right at 2 minutes. Thomas by fall at 2 minutes. Bonai of Central Valley, 1:20 to go in the third period. Riding and leading 2-0. A little bit high right now, trying to just hang on with the legs in.
Quick takedown for Noah Collins of West Green at 114 pounds against Logan Shriver of Elwood City. And Alex Medlin of Beth Center with a 4-0 lead. Minute 25 to go in the second period. He is wrestling Dylan Ferrix of Beaver.
1:04 to go in the third for Bonai of Central Valley. Riding in, leading 2-0. Fresh start in the center. 121 pounds. Anthony Esposito of Montour underway with Eon Parnell of Quaker Valley.
I checked on that, on the first name there, and I believe it's Ian.
Ian, okay, thank you.
Here's Medlin trying to chin the shoulders back on Ferrix. Ferrix will get back belly down. Still 4-0, 47 seconds to go, second period. Medlin of Beth Center riding and leading 4-0. Collins of West Green got three near fall points, so he leads 5-0 as he and Shriver of Elwood City near the end of their first period.
Going to get a potentially dangerous for Bonai. So fresh start, 20 seconds left, third period. He leads 2-0. Scoreless at the end of one are Esposito and Parnell. Parnell on the bottom for the second period.
Looks like Collins of West Green will start the second on the bottom with a 5-0 lead. Medlin of Beth Center, 20 seconds to go, second period. Still a 4-0 lead over Ferrix of Beaver. Medlin off the restart was down on the ankles, moves up. He'll try to ride out the remainder of the period here, which now has 10 seconds remaining.
And Bonai is going to win 2-0 at 107 pounds. Bonai 2-0 from Central Valley.
So that completes our second round consolations at 107. Medlin of Beth Center, 4-0 lead after two against Ferrix of Beaver. And Collins of West Green, a leg and a half, but so far no back points against Shriver of Elwood City. They're down to a minute 20 to go in the second period. Bouts at 107, Brewa of Laurel fall at 4:17 over Buzzard of Fort Cherry. Wagner of North Catholic fall at 2:32 over Pool of Albert Gallatin. Simmons of Burgettstown fall at 1:54 over Shim of Hampton. And Bonai of Central Valley 2-0 over Braun of Freedom.
Had three near fall points for Esposito of Montour with a cradle. He's up 3-0, and he's looking to try to get another cradle in on Parnell.
Reversal for Collins of West Green. He's up 7-0.
30 seconds in at 1:14. Lane Ely of McGuffey taking on Logan Ketzel of Laurel. They are scoreless.
Two for Medlin of Beth Center. So he's now up 6-0. That was a reversal when he tried to get Ferrix right to his back. Now potentially dangerous call. We'll stop action there with 1:01 to go in the third.
So a pair of cradles for Esposito of Montour, and he's up 6-0. And at the end of two, he'll go on the bottom for the third. Scoreless at the end of one between Ely and Ketzel.
Time winding down in the second for Noah Collins of West Green, riding and leading 7-0 over Shriver of Elwood City. Medlin of Beth Center still on top and leading 6-0, under a minute to go in the third period against Ferrix of Beaver. Both those bouts at 114 pounds.
Ely of McGuffey will begin the second period on top in a scoreless match. Reversal for Esposito of Montour. He's up 8-0 in the third.
Collins of West Green starts his third on top against Shriver of Elwood City and goes right to a bar on the right arm. And I think he got a couple of counts on Shriver. Now he takes him over again with both arms barred. Collins trying to sit with those arm bars early in the third. Right shoulder of Shriver still up off the mat with a minute and a half to go. Ferrix is on the board against Medlin. Medlin on the bottom with a 6-2 lead. Time running out in that bout. Alex Medlin of Beth Center will win 6-2. That's over Ferrix of Beaver.
Thirty seconds to go, third period, a 10-2 lead for Esposito of Montour on Parnell of Quaker Valley. Still scoreless between Ely and Ketzel. Ketzel's look close to getting out, but Ely has still maintained control.
Not sure if it was a potentially dangerous call, but Collins was stopped, and he gets three near fall points, minute three to go. He leads Shriver of Elwood City now 10-0. Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. Jarrett Crow of Knock at 121 pounds getting ready to go on mat two.
Add an escape for Ketzel of Laurel. He leads Ely 1-0. 10 seconds left, second period. Ely will have choice for the third.
50 seconds to go for Collins of West Green, trying to get a leg in. He's got Shriver of Elwood City kind of on his right side. Takedown for Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. Leads Crow of Knock 2-0.
Esposito of Montour is your winner, 12-2 over Parnell. Esposito 12-2. Start of the third for Lane Ely on the bottom, trailing 1-0.
Time winding down. Noah Collins of West Green is going to defeat Logan Shriver of Elwood City. Just 4 seconds to go there. And Collins will win there 10-0. Collins over Shriver of Elwood City 10-0.
Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks. Jacob Chacon of Montour. Wagner with the opening takedown leads 2-0.
End of one, Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry, 2-0 lead on Jarrett Crow of Knock. Danny Smith of Burgettstown, Derek Allen of Elwood City at 121 pounds. Shake hands, they're underway on mat one.
Going to his back is Lane Ely. Logan Ketzel looking for the fall. Still a lot of time left in the third period, and there it is. Ketzel of Laurel by fall at 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Had a takedown in the second for Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry. He's up 4-0. Also a takedown for Smith of Burgettstown. Leads Allen of Elwood City 2-0. 38 seconds to go in there first.
That'll bring up Quinn Garda of Keystone Oaks taking on Giovanni Beatrice of Derry. 2-0 lead at the end of one for Wagner of Keystone Oaks. Chacon of Montour. Chacon on the bottom for the second period.
Half Nelson for Danny Smith of Burgettstown. 15 seconds to go in the first. He takes Allen of Elwood City over to his back. Robertson looking for a fall as well against Crow of Knock on mat two. Just about a minute to go for Robertson in his second period. Time going to run out in the first for Smith of Burgettstown. He'll lead 5-0 after one. And Robertson going to be stopped on a potentially dangerous call. And he's only going to get two near fall points. So Robertson up 6-0, 55 seconds to go in the second.
Takedown for Beatrice of Derry.
Complete at 114. Collins of West Green 10-0 over Shriver of Elwood City. Medlin of Beth Center 6-2 over Ferrix of Beaver. Thomas of Burrell fall in 2 minutes over McCaglia of Quaker Valley. And Ketzel of Laurel fall in 4-10 over Ely of McGuffey. Danny Smith of Burgettstown starts his second period on top with a 5-0 lead. Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry still riding and leading 6-0, 25 seconds to go in the second against Crow of Knock. And Smith turns Allen over to his back early in the second period. Three coming for Danny Smith.
5-0 lead at the end of one for Beatrice of Derry on Garda of Keystone Oaks. Wagner of Keystone Oaks leading Shekona Montour 4-1, 15 seconds ago in the second.
Smith, headlock, right arm tied up in there as well, chest on chest. Trying to fight it off is Derek Allen of Elwood City, still a minute to go in the second period. Robertson of Fort Cherry with a 6-0 lead, going to start his third period on the bottom against Crow of Knock. As now Smith tries to tighten up around the head. Still 45 seconds to go in the second. Smith of Burgettstown looking for a fall. When he almost got it, the official was about to slap the mat, and now he does. There it is for Smith of Burgettstown in 2 minutes and 24 seconds. So Smith of Burgettstown pins Allen of Elwood City at 2:24.
Blood time going in the Wagner-Chacon match. Wagner leading 4-2 after 2. Beatrice of Derry, a 5-0 lead, about 50 seconds to go in the second. Turns Garda over for a couple of one counts. Now he'll get some more, and there's the fall. Beatrice of Derry by fall at 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
Reversal for Robertson of Fort Cherry. He now leads 8-0, plus he's got 3 back points coming.
Caleb Patton of Washington, Seth Burns of West Green about to get underway at 133 pounds.
42 seconds to go. Robertson and Crow out of bounds. 11-0 for Robertson. Bertucci of Burrow looking for an early fall against Tabano of Avonworth at 127 pounds, but time about to run out in the first period there, so it's going to be 5-0 for Bertucci.
6-2 lead for Wagner of Keystone Oaks, 110 to go in the third period, riding with that lead. Burns of West Green in on a shot. Patton draped over top of the back. Looking to try to throw in a cradle on the far side. But now Burns able to pop his head through, come out the back door, and he'll get the opening takedown and lead 2-0.
Late escape for Jarrett Crow of Knock, but time's going to run out. It's going to be an 11-1 win for Sean Robertson of Fort Cherry over Crow of Knock. Again, Robertson of Fort Cherry, 11-1.
2-0 lead. 2-0 lead for Burns at the end of one on Patton.
Bertucci of Burrow on the bottom after opening up a 5-0 lead after one. Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown and Travis Kirk of South Park underway on mat two at 127.
Patton will begin the second period on the bottom. Hits a switch right off the whistle. Burns is trying to hold on to a leg. More blood time in the Wagner-Chacon match. Reversal for Patton ties the match at 2.
Results at 121. Smith of Burgettstown fall at 224 over Allen of Elwood City. Robertson of Fort Cherry 11-1 over Crow of Knock. Esposito of Montour 12-2 over Parnell of Quaker Valley. And Beatrice of Derry fall at 214 over Garda of Keystone Oaks. 2 and then 3 for Dylan Slovic. He's up 5-0. 20 seconds to go in the first. Bertucci of Burrell escapes. He's up 6-0 over Tabano of Avonworth. They're on their feet halfway through the second. It's 6-0 there for Bertucci.
A minute to go in the second period. Patton with the legs in, riding in a 2-2 match with Burns as they go out of bounds. Final 10 seconds. Shekona Montour on top, trying to get Wagner to his back, but it's not going to be able to. It'll be Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks, a 6-4 winner.
Start of the second for Burgettstown's Dylan Slovic on the bottom. He's quickly up to his feet, turns in, goes underneath the arm of Kirk and drives him to the mat and pins him. Just 8 seconds off the clock in the third. So 1:08 time of the pin for Dylan Slovic of Burgettstown at 127 pounds.
Seconds to go. Second period. Patton of Washington still riding. He's got the legs in on Burns. Tied at two. Brett Klim of Derry. Dom. You might have to help me with this one, Mark. Sibatani.
Well, I would say.
I said that real fast.
Chabatani. That's a semi-educated guess on my part. Going to get three near fall points for Julian Bertucci of Burrow. He's going to lead 14-0 after two periods over Tabano of Avonworth. And Garrett Newman of McGuffey, Anthony Orlandini of Montour getting ready to go on mat two at 133 pounds.
Chabatani is from Carlington. He's on the bottom here. Brett Klim of Derry, cradle locked in, takes Chabatani to his back. Seth Burns of West Green begins the third period on bottom. 2-2 match.
Bertucci of Burrow starts on the bottom. He's going to get a reversal, so he'll get the technical fall, but he's around the head of Tabano of Avonworth and has him on his back and in trouble, so he may get the fall here. And there it is for Bertucci at 3 minutes and 20 seconds. Newman of McGuffey, Orlandini of Montour, scoreless, just 20 seconds in on mat 2.
Still 2-2 between Burns and Patton. Burns on the bottom in this third period.
Jake Stewart of Burrow, Garen McDonald of Central Valley at 133 pounds, getting ready to go on mat 1.
Burns is going to pick up a reversal. Still about a minute to go in this third period, but Burns now leads 4-2. Seven nothing lead now for Klim of Derry, riding with that lead 30 seconds into the second period.
Newman in on a single on mat 2, but he will finish it with 3 seconds to go just before he and Orlandini go out of bounds. So end of one, 2-0 for Garrett Newman of McGuffey.
Now a wing tilt here for Burns. And they go out of bounds with three near falls. He's up on Patton, 7-2.
Newman of McGuffey will be on the bottom to start the second period. I'm sorry, my mistake. It was Orlandini who got that takedown on Newman, and Newman rolls twice here to start the second period, now up to his feet but out of bounds. Scoreless end of one, Stewart of Burrow and McDonald of Central Valley at 133 pounds.
Patton trying to turn into Burns. He's got 10 seconds left. He'll get the reversal. But Burns leads 7-4. Final seconds coming off, and Seth Burns at 133 will defeat Caleb Patton 7-4.
Newman of McGuffey still on the bottom, still trailing 2-0. Minute 28 to go, second period. Orlandini of Montour has Newman broken flat to his stomach. And Orlandini, bar on the left arm, half on the right, and over goes Newman with a minute 14 to go in the period. Orlandini going to add to a 2-0 lead. Newman in trouble, trying to kick his way out of there. Orlandini's got three coming, but he's close to getting the pin. Newman just kind of rocks from one side to the other to make sure one shoulder is off the mat. Now he's going to kind of roll all the way through, and Orlandini gets three, and he's locked on the left leg as Newman tries to sprawl back. So 5-0 for Orlandini. Now Newman free for one to make it 5-1, 40 seconds left, second period.
And we're going to get a fall at 127 for Brett Klim of Derry. Time of that fall, 242. Klim by fall at 242. Now to bring up Dustin Kerr of Hampton, who's got a takedown on Jose Martinez of Valley. And also Joseph Longhigh of Mount Pleasant. He's up 2-0 on Victor Bonus of McGuffey. Headlock in. Longhigh trying to pick up the fall. Bonus trying to roll through. Longhigh gets him back to his back. Time runs out. Three near falls. Longhigh up 5-0.
Newman trying to avoid a pancake from Orlandini. And Orlandini, they're going to roll through here. Orlandini's going to get the takedown to make it 7-1, plus back points. 4 seconds to go in the second period. And it's going to be two near fall points. So a 9-1 for Orlandini after two. Jake Stewart of Burrell with an escape in the second period leads Garen McDonald of Central Valley 1-0, just 15 seconds to go in that second period. And Newman and Orlandini will start the third on their feet.
Longhigh with a wing in. Wants to try to run it on bonus.
Orlandini in on an ankle. He's going to take Newman down. They're out of bounds. Minute 42 to go in the third. 11-1 for Orlandini.
Bonus doing everything he can to fight off this wing. Longhigh's very close to turning him over with it. Got blood time going in the Martinez-Kerr match.
Stewart of Burrell on top to start the third. Riding and leading McDonald of Central Valley 1-0. Newman still on the bottom, trailing 11-1 to Orlandini of Montour. Just under a minute and a half to go in their third period.
And Longhigh will get the fall on bonus. Time the fall, 2:09 with that wing. Longhigh by fall, 2:09. That'll bring up Tuscan Blystone of Indiana against Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley.
Just under a minute to go for Garrett Newman of McGuffey. Still on the bottom, still trailing 11-1 to Anthony Orlandini of Montour. And Orlandini goes to a half. He's going to take Newman over, and he's going to get the fall. 4 minutes and 13 seconds for Anthony Orlandini at 133 pounds. Again, 4:13. Over Garrett Newman of McGuffey.
Kerr of Hampton. A 5-0 lead has Martinez of Valley on his back. But Martinez is able to roll through. For a moment, Kerr able to get free though. Three near falls, 1 point escape, 8-1 Kerr out in front.
Three near fall points for Jake Stewart. I believe he had double arm bars. 10 seconds to go, third period. 4-0 for Stewart. He's going to take McDonald of Central Valley over again. McDonald will roll through, so no near fall points. Going to be a final at 133 pounds for Jake Stewart of Burrell. 4-0 over Garen McDonald of Central Valley. Very quickly, running down the results at 127. Wagner of Keystone Oaks, 6-4 over Chacon of Montour. Slovic of Burgettstown fall at 108 over Kirk of South Park. Bertucci of Burrell fall at 320 over Tabano of Avonworth. And Clem of Derry fall at 242 over Champatoni of Carlinton.
No score at the end of one between Dana and Blystone. 10-1 lead for Kerr of Hampton. They start the third period.
And we'll have more AAWPIAR wrestling action on 1450 AM WJPA Washington when we come back in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Second round consolations here, AAWPIAL Wrestling on the WJPA and WJPA.com, greensports.net. Let's go around the horn. Second round consolations. Matt won, 139 pounds. Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward, 10-0 lead, riding in the second period against Aiden Mulhern of Ligonier Valley. Matt 2, 139 pounds. Ryder Go of Southside Area, 1-0 in neutral with a minute to go in the second against Elim Abzarov of Montour.
At 3, Dustin Kerr of Hampton leading Jose Martinez of Valley 11-3. They have 15 seconds left in the third. And Matt 4, Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley, a 2-0 lead on Tuscan Blystone of Indiana. They got about a minute and a half to go in the third period. Stalling call on Kerr. Final seconds here at 1:33. Kerr drives him out of bounds. Just 2 seconds left.
Now 13-0, excuse me, Greg, for Boyer of Elizabeth Forward.
11-3 final for Kerr.
Cradle for Mulhern of Ligonier Valley, or I should say for Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. And I'm sure if he got the fall or the tech. I think it was the fall. That will be at 2 minutes and 40 seconds. That's at 139 pounds. 2 minutes, 40 seconds. Time of the fall for Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. Matt 2-2-2 now for Go of Southside and Abzarov of Montour. That's at the end of the second period. Abzarov will be on the bottom to start the third.
Dana of Quaker Valley puts Blystone to his back. 4-0 lead right now for Dana. Blystone will bridge off, but 3 near fall points. And the final seconds coming off in the third period. That's at 139 pounds. Matthew Dana of Quaker Valley will win 7-0. Dana, 7-0.
Still 2-2 Go of Southside, Abzarov of Montour. Under a minute and a half to go third period with Go riding. Matt 1, Jacob Bouknight of Hopewell, and Gabe Lilly of Elizabeth Forward. Lilly with the opening takedown, 20 seconds to go. And Lilly going to a half, trying to take Bouknight over to his back. But Bouknight fighting it off, at least for now. But as soon as I say that, the back count begins for Lilly of Elwood City. He's deep around the head now. 5 seconds to go in the period. That's at 145 pounds. And there's the fall in 59 seconds for Gabe Lilly of Elwood City.
Escape for Callio Zanella of Burrell to begin the second period. He leads Owen Lehue of Knock 1-0. Just getting underway. Alan Danner of Hampton. Nick Thompson of Beaver.
Results at 133. Burns of West Greene 7-4 over Patton of Washington. Orlandini of Montour fall at 4-13 over Newman of McGuffey. Kerr of Hampton 11-3 over Martinez of Valley. And Stewart of Burrell 4-0 over McDonald of Central Valley.
Takedown for Zanella of Burrell. He leads 3-0 on Lehue of Knock.
One bout remaining at 139, and it's still 2-2 with 31 seconds to go for Go of Southside, Abzarov of Montour. And Abzarov is on the bottom. as they're coming back to referee's position. Ben Cotullo of Burl, 2-0 lead, 40 seconds in against Ryan Long of Valley at 152 pounds on mat one.
3-0 lead for Zanella of Burl, riding with it, 40 seconds left, second period. And we're going to be scoreless at the end of one between Danner and Thompson. Danner on the bottom for the second period.
First period ends, mat one. Cotullo of Burl, 2-0 lead on Long of Valley. And it looks like we're going to go to overtime on mat two. Go of Southside, Abzarov of Montour, 2-2 at the end of regulation. So overtime underway. Escape for Cotullo of Burl in the second. He's up 2-0. Abzarov of Montour gets behind Go of Southside, but they're still on their feet. Go rolls and reaches underneath to grab a leg. And Abzarov puts a leg in, but again, still on their feet. And now they roll out of bounds. So no takedown there. 35 seconds left in the sudden victory.
Fall at 152 for Alan Danner of Hampton. Time of that fall, 156. Danner by fall at 156. Start of the third period, Zanella of Burl, 3-0 lead. He's riding against Lehu of Knock. About to get underway at 152, Ryan Creedle of Freedom, Kyron Veasley of Highlands.
I think we had a fall for Cotullo of Burl, and that will come at 151 over Long of Valley, 151 at 152 pounds for Cotullo of Burl. Sudden victory period ends, so 2 30-second periods for Go of Southside and Abzarov for Montour. Go starts on the bottom, and they just 4 seconds, 5 seconds in, go out of bounds. Gavin McCray of Freedom, Nate Barkley of Derry at 160 underway on mat one. Caution on Go of Southside in the overtime.
Shot in by Creedle, a takedown for Veasley of Highlands. So Veasley up 2-0.
Go of Southside on his feet in the first rideout period. Stalling call on top against Abzarov. First call against him, so still 2-2. They're out of bounds. 12 seconds remaining in the first rideout period. McCray of Freedom with a takedown and a 2-0 lead on Barkley. 10 seconds to go in the first. Go's going to get free with 8 seconds left, so he'll take a 3-2 lead. And now Abzarov, as we go to the second rideout period. Abzarov looks to the corner. He'll take bottom position.
Still a 3-0 lead for Zanella up Burl. 25 seconds to go, third period, riding with that lead. 2-0 at the end of one for Veasley of Highlands on Creedle of Freedom.
Abzarov in the second rideout period tried to get to his feet. Broken down by Go of Southside. Go leads 3-2. 3-0 for McCray of Freedom in the second now over Barkley of Derry. They're on their feet.
Zanella of Burl will win 3-0. Zanella at 145, a 3-0 winner.
And a 3-2 winner in overtime is Ryder Go of Southside. That is at 2 minutes of overtime for Go.
Two nothing lead for Veasley of Highlands on Creedle of Freedom. Veasley riding with that lead in the second period.
Sorry, can I trouble you for that Zanella score again?
3-0.
Thank you. Memory is not what it used to be. I heard you say it, and about 5 seconds later, it's gone.
It's all right. Jack Dimert of Quaker Valley, a 2-0 lead on Jacob Snyder of Indiana, 30 seconds into the first.
McCray of Freedom still leading Barkley of Derry 3-0. They are neutral, 52 seconds to go, second period. Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon, Logan Noyes of Burgettstown underway on mat 2 at 145 pounds.
Creedle up to his feet trying to peel the hands. Veasley trying to hold on, but nice job by Creedle to stay inside the boundary, get it as escape. It's 2-1. Veasley, 43 seconds to go, second period.
Results at 139, second round consolations. Long High of Mount Pleasant fault at 209 over Bonus of McGuffey. Boyer of Elizabeth Forward fall at 240 over Mulhern of Ligonier Valley. Dana of Quaker Valley, 7-0 over Blystone of Indiana, and Go of Southside, 3-2 at 2 minutes of overtime over Abzarov of Montour. End of one, scoreless for Noyes of Burgettstown, Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon. Doppelhauer will be on the bottom for the second. 10 seconds to go, second period, mat 1, 160 pounds. McCray of Freedom leading Barkley of Derry 3-0, and that will be the score after two periods.
Dimert of Quaker Valley on the top to begin the second period. 2-0 lead. Creedle in on a shot, but not going to have enough time to finish. He trails 2-1 at the end of two.
Doppelhauer reverses Noyes of Burgettstown and puts him on his back with a half. Noyes in some trouble here in the second period with a minute 35 to go, and there's the fall for Doppelhauer in 1 minute and 26 seconds. That's at 145 pounds. 126. Time of the fall for Cole Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon. We've got injury time running for Gavin McCray of Freedom on mat 1. He gave up an escape to Barkley of Derry, so it's 3-1 there early in the third. And we've got a break in the action. We'll have more AAWP AL Wrestling coming up here in just a minute on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry, and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
You want an experienced attorney who will give your case the attention it deserves. Attorney John M. Patricic has been practicing in all aspects of the law for nearly 30 years. Estate probate matters, real estate law, estate planning, divorce, custody, and support. He personally handles every aspect of your case, whether it involves personal injury, local government, or oil and gas issues. With offices in Washington and Bentleyville, look for Attorney John M. Patricic on Facebook and call for a personal consultation, 724-239-239. 2330.
Back here at Chartiers Valley, a minute to go, third period on mat one. A takedown for Gavin McCray of Freedom. Plus, he's got back points coming now with Barkley of Derry on his back. Just under a minute to go in the third period there at 160 pounds. And there's the fall for McCray at 409. It's 160 pounds. McCray of Freedom at 409.
Final seconds coming off in the third period at 152. Kyron Veasley of Highlands will defeat Ryan Creedle of Freedom. It's going to be a 5-1 win. Veasley a 5-1 winner. Dimert of Quaker Valley leading 8-0 on Snyder of Indiana. 55 seconds to go in the third, riding with that lead.
Mat 2, near fall situation. Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley and Danny Brandle of Montour. And the fall comes at 1 minute and 44 seconds. That's at 152 pounds, 144 time of the fall. And the winner is Marcus Ritchie of Quaker Valley.
Final 20 seconds coming off in the third period. Dimert of Quaker Valley, leading 8-0. Just getting underway, Eric Kovach of Burgistown, Landon Delara of Southmoreland.
Underway on mat two, Noah Lehue of Beth Center at 172 pounds against Wyatt Markovich of South Park. Mat one, 160 pounds, Stephen Predina of Mount Pleasant and Dominic Willis of Laurel. Side by side on their knees and out of bounds as the first period comes to an end. No score there.
And we're going to get a final at 145. Dimer to Quaker Valley, an 8-0 winner. Dimer, 8-0. Scoreless between Kovach and Delara. Final 10 seconds of the opening period. Landon Conroy of Albert-Gallatin, Nico Zanella of Burl just getting underway. End of one, no score between Kovach and Delaro. They start the second period neutral. Kovach, a deep double-leg shot, trying to come out the back door with it. Delaro just trying to hold on to a leg. Kovach trying to lace the leg and get the takedown. And there it is. It's a 2-0 lead.
Markovich of South Park, 2-0 lead at the end of one against Noah Lehue of Beth Center. Lehue starts the second period on the bottom. Tries to sit and turn. Markovich follows him around. 2-0 for Predina of Mount Pleasant. And now Willis of Laurel up on his feet. Tries to go around the head of Predina and roll him over his hip. There is the escape for Willis to make it 2-1. Just under a minute to go in the second. They're out of bounds. Lehue of Beth Center sits and turns. Markovich of South Park follows him around. Just under a minute and a half to go in their second. Still 2-0 for Markovich.
Start of the second period after a takedown for Zanella of Burl. Conroy of Albert-Gallatin will be on the bottom. Delara of Southmoreland picked up an escape. Kovach's lead 2-1. 35 seconds to go, second period.
Takedown for Willis of Laurel, so he now takes a 5-2 lead on Predina of Mount Pleasant. Predina has turned in and grabbed the leg, and Predina is now going to get a reversal. That'll make it 5-4, 22 seconds to go in the second period.
Stalling call on Delara of Southmoreland. Now he takes a double leg shot in. Kovach trying to sprawl back, switches over to a single. Kovach is trying to put all his weight down on the head of Delara. And the final seconds will come off. It'll be 2-1, Kovach after two.
Got blood time running on mat one for Predina of Mount Pleasant. Still 2-0 for Markovich of South Park. Quickly results at 145. Zanella of Burl, 3-0 over Lehue of Knock. Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon fall at 126 over Noyes of Burgettstown. Lily of Elwood City fall in 59 seconds over Bauknight of Hopewell. And Dimert of Quaker Valley 8-0 over Snyder of Indiana.
Delara chose bottom for the third, and Kovach put him on his feet. So they're tied at two to start the third period, wrestling neutral.
Also results at 152, second round consolations. Danner of Hampton fall at 156 over Thompson of Beaver. Veasley of Valley 5-1 over Cradle of Freedom. Richie of Quaker Valley fall at 144 over Brandle of Montour. And Cthulhu of Burl fall at 151 over Long of Valley.
Still a 2-0 lead for Zanella of Burl on Conroy of Albert-Gallatin. Zanella has rode this entire second period. They have 30 seconds left. Kovach close to a takedown on the edge of the mat, but not able to finish. 104 to go, third period, tied at two.
Noah Lehue of Beth Center had a late reversal in the second, so he and Markovich of South Park 2-2. Now in the third with Markovich on the bottom. Had an escape for Willis of Laurel. He now leads Perdina of Mount Pleasant 6-4. They're on their feet, minute 25 to go in the third. Lehue tries to chop the left arm on Markovich. Markovich on his hands and knees. Minute 23 to go, third period. Again, they are tied at two. Official telling both guys, keep wrestling. Can hear it all the way up here. One minute to go for Perdina and Willis. Still neutral, 6-4 for Willis of Laurel at 160 pounds. Under a minute to go for Lehue of Beth Center, still riding in a 2-2 tie with Markovich of South Park.
Stalemate with 17 seconds to go in the third. Tied at two are Delara and Kovach.
Roll attempt by Markovich and then a half by Lehue, but Markovich just flattens out on the bottom. 38 seconds to go.
Kovach dives on a leg. Delara laces the leg of Kovach. Still holding on is Kovach, and they give the two just as time expires. Delara of Southmoreland will defeat Kovach of Burgistown 4-2.
We also had a couple of near fall points for Beth Center's Noah Lehue as he rolled Markovich over to his back. Markovich rolled through, and he's not going to be able to get out here. They're going to actually stop it with a stalemate with 2 seconds to go. But Lehue got two near fall points. So they come back to referee's position. Lehue can just give one here and be safe. And we're going to overtime at 160 pounds for Perdina of Mount Pleasant and Willis of Laurel, tied at six at the end of regulation. And Lehue wisely going to go optional start and just push Markovich away. So Lehue, Noah Lehue of Beth Center, a 4-3 winner at 172 pounds.
You said 4-3?
Yes. Just gave that late escape.
Landon Conroy of Albert Gallatin has taken the lead on Zanella of Burrell 3-2. They have 45 seconds to go in the third period. Conroy riding with that lead.
Spoke a little too soon for Perdina and Willis. There were still 4 seconds to go. Now they're going to overtime after a 6-6 regulation tie.
Dominic Fanella of Indiana leading Jack Miles of Laurel 2-0. 15 seconds to go first period. Conroy continuing to ride and lead 3-2. 15 seconds left, third period.
In the overtime, Perdina in on Willis, dumps him to a sitting position, and Perdina of Mount Pleasant will win 8-6 at 24 seconds of overtime at 160 pounds. That's 8-6 for Perdina of Mount Pleasant.
And Conroy of Albert Gallatin will defeat Zanella of Burrell 3-2. Conroy a 3-2 winner. Dominic Fanella of Indiana up 4-0 on Jack Miles of Laurel. He's riding with that lead 30 seconds into the second. Just getting underway, Braden Taggart of Bentworth, Jermel Lindsay of Carlinton.
Matt one, Jake Mundorf of Ligonier Valley, Reed Teagarden of McGuffey 13 seconds in. They are out of bounds and scoreless. Matt two, 189 pounds, Aaron Miller of Beaver, Colton Carlson of Laurel. And Carlson with a 4-0 lead at the end of one.
Roll attempt from Miles, and Fanella able to stay with him. He's still up 4-0. Still scoreless. 20 seconds to go first period between Taggart of Bentworth and Lindsay of Carlinton.
little discussion at the end of the first period, and I guess it was a question of whether or not it was a five count for Carlson, and he does get the extra point there, so Carlson leads 5-0 after one, not four. Teagarden of McGuffey, scoreless late in the first against Mundorf of Ligonier Valley. Teagarden shoots. Mundorf trying to spin behind, and with 1 second to go in the period, Mundorf will get the takedown and lead 2-0.
Start of the second, Taggart of Bentworth on the bottom. Scoreless match with Lindsay of Carlington. Fanella of Indiana up 4-0, 20 seconds to go, second period.
Reed Teagarden of McGuffey will start the second period on top, trailing 2-0, results at 160 pounds. Conroy of Albert Gallatin, 3-2 over Nico Zanella of Burl. McCray of Freedom fall at 4-09 over Barkley of Derry. Delara from Southmoreland, 4-2 over Kovach of Burgettstown. And Perdina of Mount Pleasant, 8-6 in overtime over Willis of Laurel. Just making an announcement that they will not start the semis until 11:30.
Taggart, Bentworth, escape, takedown. He's up 3-0. He's going to pick up a couple of back points as well and go up 5-0. 45 seconds left, second period. Pinella of Indiana going to go up 6-0 in the third.
Escape for Jake Mundorf of Ligonier Valley. He leads McGuffey's Reed Teagarden 3-0. Now he spins behind for a takedown to go up 5-0. 30 seconds remaining in the second period.
And Taggart of Bentworth takes Lindsay to his back. Sorry, Mark, as he's looking for the fall. Taggart trying to pick up the head. And now time will run out, but 3-0 falls. He's up 8-0.
Had a reversal for Reed Teagarden and almost near fall points as well as he just kind of hipped over on Mundorf. Mundorf had to scramble to get back over to his stomach without giving up the near falls. And there is the end of the second period. Mundorf of Ligonier Valley with a 5-2 lead. Matt 2, 189 pounds. Carlson of Laurel, 6-2 lead and neutral with Aaron Miller of Beaver. 52 seconds to go in the second period. Teagarden on Matt 1 going to start his third period on the bottom.
Pinella of Indiana looking for a fall on Miles of Laurel, and he'll get it. Time of the fall will be 4 minutes and 55 seconds. Pinella at 172 by fall at 455.
Takedown on Matt 2 for Carlson of Laurel. His lead is now 8-2, 38 seconds to go in the second. Escape for Reed Teagarden of McGuffey, so he is out of bounds with Mundorf of Ligonier Valley, 5-3 with a minute 31 to go. Teagarden needs a takedown to tie. And he shoots, and he gets to the left ankle, and he drives into Mundorf, dumps him to a sitting position. Mundorf around the head. Teagarden grabs an arm, trying to roll him underneath and pop his head free. Teagarden doesn't have it yet. And good job to recover there by Mundorf, but now almost a fireman's there for Teagarden, and he will get the takedown now. That'll tie the bout at 5 with 1:02 remaining in the third. 8-2 after 2 for Carlson of Laurel on mat 2.
Taggart of Bentworth now up 11-3. 50 seconds to go, third period, wrestling neutral. Luke Hollywood of Avonworth underway with Slayton Williams of Southside.
Teagarden of McGuffey gets up a little bit high, 41 seconds to go, trying to get a leg in. It's more wrapped around the waist. Teagarden does have a half in, but Mundorf trying to sneak out the back door with 30 seconds to go. It's going to be tough for Teagarden to hang on here. He'll drop his weight back a little bit, though, here and try to drive a half in on the right side. 20 seconds left. Teagarden in a much better position now. 14 seconds to go. But now he loses that half, and Mundorfer is going to pull Teagarden over top with less than 10 seconds to go. Reversal makes it 7-5 for Mundorf. And that will be the final. 7-5, Jake Mundorf of Ligonier Valley at 172 pounds over Reed Teagarden of McGuffey.
And it's going to be a 13-7 win for Braden Taggart of Bentworth. Taggart, 13-7.
And a fall for Colton Carlson at 189 pounds. Time of that fall is 3 minutes and 56 seconds. Carlson of Laurel over Miller of Beaver by fall at 3:56.
Scoreless at the end of one between Luke Hollywood of Avonworth and Slayton Williams of Southside. They start the second period with Williams on the bottom.
Up now on mat one, 189 pounds, Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry, Aiden Petrie of Hampton, 20 seconds in there, no score. Mat two, 189 pounds, Brock Bales of Jefferson Morgan, Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon, just underway.
All matches in this round have been assigned to the mat.
Slayton Williams up 3-0 on Hollywood of Avonworth. Hollywood close to picking up a reversal, though. He'll get it to make it 3-2. Now he'll try to run a wing. Malachi Peak, a best center, up 2-0 on Jonathan McKelvey of Hampton.
Scoreless after one, Salvini of Fort Cherry, Petrie of Hampton, and looks like Bales of Jeff Morgan and Hoffman of Bell Vernon also going to be scoreless after one. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington. Hope you're enjoying it and listening online as well, WJPA.com and greensports.net. AAWPIL Individual Wrestling Championships. We are in the second round of consolations. Semifinals going to be set to begin at 11:30, and I think we will have a little bit of a break. Maybe 10 to 15 minutes, I would guess, before, and they will hold the start of the semis and the third round consolations until 11:30. Salvini of Fort Cherry starts his second period on top, and Bales of Jefferson Morgan does the same. Both those bouts are scoreless.
Had an escape and a takedown for Williams of Southside. He's up 6-2 on Hollywood at the end of two. Peak of best center up 2-0 on McKelvey. 1:37 to go in the second. McKelvey on the bottom.
Up and out, Aiden, up and out.
Still scoreless on mats one and two. Hoffman of Bell Vernon up to his feet and out of bounds. And Salvini and Petrie are out of bounds as well.
...4-1 lead now for Peak, best center. Wrestling neutral with McKelvey. Tries to spin behind. Gets behind. Now just has to bring McKelvey down to the mat, but unable to, and they go out of bounds.
Salvini of Fort Cherry still riding, still scoreless with Petrie of Hampton. 40 seconds to go in the second. Bales of Jefferson Morgan, minute 13 to go in the second. He is still riding and still scoreless with Hoffman of Bell Vernon. Results at 172. Fenella of Indiana fall at 455 over Miles of Laurel. Mundorf of Ligonier Valley, 7-5 over Teagarden of McGuffey. Taggart of Bentworth, 13-7 over Lindsay of Carlinton. And Lehue of Beth Center, 4-3 over Markovich of South Park.
1 minute to go, third period. Williams of Southside, 6-3 lead on Hollywood of Avonworth, wrestling neutral.
Salvini of Fort Cherry, Petrie of Hampton, scoreless after two. Salvini will be on the bottom to start the third.
All he knows how to do is ride his goal.
Pika, best center, will have a 4-1 lead at the end of two on McKelvey of Hampton.
40 seconds to go, second period. Bales of Jeff Morgan still riding and scoreless with Hoffman of Bell Vernon. Looks like some blood time here. for Anthony Salvini before they go to the third period. Down to 20 seconds left for Bales of Jefferson Morgan, trying to ride the entire second here against Hoffman of Bell Vernon. Salvini ready to go on mat one after the blood timeout. Time going to run out in the second. Actually, we're going to get a stalling call on top against Bales of Jefferson Morgan, and that's the second stall against him. So Hoffman will take a 1-0 lead. Well, at least I thought that was the second call against him. Yes, it is. Assistant referee going over the table to make sure of that. So 3 seconds to go, and Hoffman with a 1-0 lead. That's second period.
Had injury time going for Luke Hollywood, so he's looking like he'll be back underway with Williams in the third. Peak of S Center, 4-1 lead on McKelvey, wrestling neutral. He's got about a minute to go in the third.
Salvini underway in the third, up on his feet against Petrie of Hampton. Second effort for Salvini, peels off and he gets free for one. So Salvini with a 1-0 lead, minute and a half to go in the third. And Bales of Jeff Morgan will start the third on the bottom, trailing 1-0 to Hoffman of Bell Vernon.
Peak gets behind McKelvey, gets a takedown. He's up 6-1, 40 seconds to go. Third period, 15 seconds left, third. Williams, the south side with a takedown. He's up 8-3.
Bales got to his feet. Hoffman cut him loose. So those two, 1-1 and neutral, and out of bounds early in the third.
Slayton Williams, the south side at 189, will be your winner. Final score, 8-3. Williams, 8-3.
Seconds left, second period. Salvini of Fort Cherry, Petrie of Hampton still on their feet, still neutral. Salvini, good shot at a double, head between the legs of Hoffman, or I should say of a Petrie, who's draped over the back of Salvini, grabbing an ankle. 35 seconds to go in the third. Salvini still leading 1-0. Bales and Hoffman still 1-1 on mat two. Minute 20 to go in the third. They're on their feet. Salvini trying to move up off that leg and finish off a takedown, and he'll get it with 21 seconds to go. So Salvini up 3-0.
Malachi Peak of Best Center will be a 6-1 winner. Peak of Best Center, 6-1 at 215 pounds. Bring up Caden Shannon of Southmoreland and Chase Kretzler of Quaker Valley. All Parker Cunningham of South Park and Henry Barbish of Carlinton.
Anthony Salvini of Fort Cherry, a 3-0 winner at 189 pounds. You said 6-1 for Peak?
That is correct.
Seconds to go for Bales of Jefferson Morgan. Hoffman of Bell Vernon still on their feet and still tied at one. Justin Beck of Avonworth, Alex Dush of Montour at 215 underway on mat one.
Scoreless in both the Cunningham, Barbish, and Shannon Kretzler matches. After the end of the first for both.
Time running out in regulation for Bales and Hoffman. They step out of bounds with just 3 seconds to go, still tied at one. So that one looks like it's going to go to overtime. And there is the end of regulation, tied at one. Sudden victory underway. Still scoreless at 215 for Beck and Dush. Nice fireman's attempt there for Hoffman of Bell Vernon. He's going to take down Bales of Jefferson Morgan. And that's going to be at 19 seconds of overtime. 3-1 for Austin Hoffman of Bell Vernon. So results at 189. Carlson of Laurel fall at 356 over Miller of Beaver. Salvini of Fort Cherry, 3-0 over Petrie of Hampton. Williams of Southside, 8-3 over Hollywood of Avonworth. And Hoffman of Belle Vernon, 3-1 at 19 seconds of overtime over Bales of Jefferson Morgan.
Still scoreless in the Cunningham-Barbish match as well as the Shannon-Kretzler match. They're both in the second period. Barbish and Kretzler are the bottom wrestlers.
Dush of Montour with an escape in the second period. He leads Beck of Avonworth 1-0. Mat 2 just underway. McEnany of Jefferson Morgan and Suter of Carlinton at 215 pounds. And again, they're going to wait till 11:30 to start the semifinal and third round consolation round.
Reversal for Barbish of Carlinton. He takes a 2-0 lead. 25 seconds to go, second period. It's going to be scoreless at the end of two between Shannon and Kretzler.
McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, Suter of Carlinton scoreless at the end of one. McEnany defers. And Suter will start on the bottom.
Barbish will have a 2-0 lead at the end of two periods.
McEnany chops the left arm and breaks Suter down to open up the second period. McEnany trying to bar the left arm. He does. Now he'll try to drive on that. Has the right wrist. Suter trying to turn away from that. So far, McEnany not able to turn Suter over. Still has the bar and the one-on-one.
Escape for Shannon of Southmoreland. He leads Kretzler 1-0.
Suter able to get up to his knees. McEnany still with the left arm barred. He'll try to break Suter down when he does. And going to be stopped on a potentially dangerous call here. 101 to go in the second. That bout still scoreless. And we had an escape for Justin Beck early in the third. He and Alex Dush of Montour, 1-1 and neutral. You know, I'm thinking all it's going to take is one or two overtime bouts, and we're going to get right to 11:30 for the semifinals.
Yeah. Usually always happens, too, in the last matches. Got some close ones here, really all over the mats. 30 seconds to go in the third. Shannon of Southmoreland leading 1-0, but hit with a stalling call. Barbish of Carlinton up 2-0. 35 seconds to go, third period, riding with that lead.
Suter of Carlinton reverses McEnany. McEnany had that bar, so Suter rolled through, but now he gets caught too high. McEnany pulls him over top, so 2-2, and McEnany, short bar and around the head, takes Suter over to his back. 15 seconds to go, second period. Suter will fight it off. McEnany, I believe, nope, he does not get near fall points out of that. And now Suter trying to reverse with 3 seconds, and he does leg in for Suter, so he's going to lead 4-2 after two.
Caden Shannon of Southmoreland is going to win 1-0 at 2:15. Shannon a 1-0 winner. 2:85 result. Barbish of Carlinton a 2-1 winner. Barbish 2-1.
Had a takedown for, actually an escape for Dush of Montour. He now leads Beck of Avonworth 3-2, 33 seconds to go in the third period. They're on their feet. And just underway in the third with McEnany of Jefferson Morgan on the bottom, trailing 4-2 to Suter of Carlinton.
Toss from Jake Govern of Southmoreland. Aiden Kuhn of Burl able to roll through, but Govern gets the opening takedown. Don Brooks of Lincoln Park, Casey Wilson of Laurel underway.
Escape and takedown for McEnany of Jefferson Morgan. Actually, you know, McEnany with a 7-4 lead now with a minute 13 to go. It's actually a reversal and three back points for McEnany. Suter trying to sit back into McEnany. A little over a minute to go in the third there. Got injury time running for Alex Dusha of Montour on mat one. He leads 3-2, just 7 seconds to go in the third period against Beck of Avonworth. And McEnany and Suter out of bounds with 48 seconds left.
2-1 lead for Jake Govern of Southmoreland on Aiden Cunaburl at the end of one. Gorlis at the end of one for Brooks of Lincoln Park. Wilson of Laurel. Wilson on the bottom for the second.
Suter turned over to his back by McEnany. 40 seconds to go. McEnany leads 7-4. He gets three near fall points to go up 10-4. 30 seconds remaining now. And we're about to get a final from Matt 1. Beck of Avonworth really trying to push the issue here. Dusha Montour spun behind. Whether he got the takedown or not, he is going to get it. Whether it was before or after the whistle doesn't matter. 5-2 for Dusha of Montour at 2:15.
Going to get a fall for Govern of Southmoreland on Cunaburl. Time of that fall, 1:36. That's a 2:85. Govern by fall, 1:36.
And a 12-4 win for McEnany, Adam McEnany of Jefferson Morgan. So that completes 215 pounds. I'm sorry, the Govern fall again.
That was at 1 minute and 36 seconds.
Thank you. So just two bouts remaining just underway on mat one. Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan, Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon.
Also scoreless, 30 seconds to go. Second period between Casey Wilson of Laurel and Don Brooks of Lincoln Park. Brooks doing a nice job of riding in the second period.
Takedown for Riggle of Bell Vernon to take a 2-0 lead. Results at 2:15. Peak of Beth Center, 6-1 over McKelvey of Hampton. Shannon of Southmoreland, 1-0 over Kretzler of Quaker Valley. McEnany of Jefferson Morgan, 12-4 over Suter of Carlinton, and Dusha of Montour, 5-2 over Beck of Avonworth. Escape for Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan. First period about to end. Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon will have a 2-1 lead there after one.
Scoreless after two are Brooks and Wilson. Brooks will go on the bottom to begin the third period.
Looks like Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan will be on the bottom to start the second period against Riggle of Bell Vernon.
First National Bank, the NFHS Network.
Sisler trying to get to his feet, not able to do that.
Noble Environmental Specialty Recycling.
Sisler trying to push himself up to his feet now and does. Riggle drops on the left leg and picks it up, now loses that. And Sisler gets the escape to tie the bout at two. Well, those two just tie up with one another near the edge.
Wilson traps an arm. He's going to take Brooks to his back. Wilson looking for a fall in a scoreless match. And there it is. Wilson of Laurel. Time of the fall is 3 minutes and 59 seconds.
So our final bout here in the second round of consolations is 2-2. Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon, Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan on their feet. 1 minute to go in the second as those two tie up, again near the edge of the mat.
Number
Sisler pushes into Riggle. Forty-five seconds to go in the second. Underhook for Riggle. Now Riggle double underhooks. Under 30 seconds to go in the second. Semifinals going to begin in about 10 minutes from right now. They'll wrestle those along with the third round of consolations, then come back for round four of consolations. So the third round of consolations coming up. If you lose in that match, you go and wrestle for seventh place. If you win, you can still finish as high as third. Going to come to the end of the second period here for Riggle and Sisler. They'll be 2-2 after two. Sisler's choice. He wants bottom position. Underway in the third. Riggle trying to get to his feet. Sisler not allowing that so far. Riggle was on all fours, now dropped back to one knee. Sisler working out to the right side. He has stepped over Riggle's right leg. Now Riggle drops back to the mat. He'll sit and turn. Sisler stays with that. Minute 18 remaining. In the third, tied at two. Now Riggle stands, peels off around the waist, and Riggle free for an escape. He leads 3-2. And we're down to a minute remaining in the third period. So this one's got everybody's attention in the gym. It's the only bout in progress. Push and shove, tie up, edge of the mat. Sisler steps in and he trips Riggle to the mat. Sisler's toes still in bounds. Jeff Morgan coaches want the two, and they get it with 38 seconds to go. So 4-3 now for Mason Sisler. Now referee and assistant referee going to talk about it, but the takedown looks like it will stand.
I'm not sure what the argument is. They blew the whistle, and he called him out of bounds before giving the two, but it was pretty clear it was a two-point takedown.
I thought so. So 38 seconds remaining. Riggle needs an escape here to tie, trying to push himself up to his feet. Sisler, tight waist, trying to chop with the right arm. 25 seconds to go. Riggle broken down. Sisler has the left wrist. Riggle up to his knees. 15 seconds left. Sisler just trying to drive a half in. Riggle, like he thought about rolling there. 3 seconds left. And time's going to run out. It's going to be a 4-3 win for Mason Sisler of Jefferson Morgan. Again, we're about 7 minutes away from starting the semifinals. We'll give you the results here at 2:85. And get ready for the semis. We're back with more AAWPIAL wrestling in just a minute here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or breakdown on the road, but if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles, and with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party.
Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Back here at Chartiers Valley, getting ready for the start of the semifinals in just a few minutes here. Results in the second round of consolations at 285. Barbish of Carlinton, a 2-1 winner over Cunningham of South Park. Wilson of Laurel, a fall of 359 over Brooks of Lincoln Park. Govern of Southmoreland with a fall over Coon of Burrell, 1 minute and 36 seconds, and Sisler of Jefferson Morgan, a 4-3 winner over Perry Riggle of Bell Vernon. Again, the semis going to get underway here about 4 minutes from right now, and looking at, now they don't keep team points here, they do that at PIAA events, but this is not a PIAA event, so we'll run down here. And this will tell you how many schools or what each school has in the semis and advancing. Albert Gallatin with one in the semis. They advance two. Abbotsford with one in the semis. Bell Vernon with two in the semis, advancing four total. Bentworth with four wrestlers in the semifinals. They'll send five to Altoona next week. Beth Center with two wrestlers in the semifinals. Three more going to next week's regional tournament. Burgettstown's going to send seven next week. They have four in the semis, three alive in the consolations. Burrell going to send 10 wrestlers to Altoona next week, five in the semifinals and five still in the consolations. Carlinton will advance one wrestler. Central Valley has three in the semifinals. They will advance four total. Chartiers Houston will send one with Jordan Williams in the semifinals. Derry's going to advance five wrestlers total. They have three in the semifinals here coming up. Elizabeth Forward advancing two with one in the semifinals. Elwood City advancing one wrestler. Fort Cherry advancing three with one in the semifinals. Frazier with four in the semis and nobody alive in the consolation, so the Commodores advancing four. Freedom with one in the consolations, two advance to next week. Hampton advancing two. Highlands advancing three with two coming up in the semifinals. Hopewell with one wrestler coming up in the semifinals. Indiana with three in the semis, one in the consolations, so they advance four. Jeff Morgan with one in the semis, two in the consolations, so the Rockets send three to next week. Keystone Oaks advancing one wrestler. Laurel advancing four. Ligonier Valley advancing one. McGuffey advancing three. All three of those coming up in the semifinals. Montour will advance four wrestlers, one coming up in the semis. Mount Pleasant advances five. They have three coming up in the semifinals. North Catholic sending one next week. Quaker Valley will send five, including two coming up in the semifinals. Riverview with one wrestler in the semifinals coming up. Southside advancing two. Southmoreland advancing three. Valley and Washington each advancing one wrestler and each with one in the semifinals, and West Green advancing three with one coming up here in the semifinals, which should be getting underway in about a minute from right now.
What you mentioned there, Mark, a number of teams, it's really spread out, right, in regards to the qualifiers. Obviously, Burrell leading the way with 10. and Burgerstown right behind them with seven. So those are your top two teams in the WPIL from the team portion anyway. But from there, several teams with five wrestlers advancing on. You mentioned Bentworth, Derry, Mount Pleasant, Best Center, Quaker Valley, and there's a number of schools with four going on. So the talent is really spread out around the WPIL. Obviously, you have your top teams, but outside of those top two, it's really balanced.
Well, you know, and I was looking a little bit earlier in the week at last year's bracket, and there were a lot of seniors in AA who were state qualifiers last year that obviously have graduated. So room for a lot of guys, you know, to advance this year because of a lot of seniors moving on. So a lot of guys going to get their first taste, whether it's of the Southwest Regional next week, or and hopefully for them the state tournament as well in 2 weeks.
That's right. Yeah, get as many WPIL guys as possible up to Hershey. Always makes it more exciting.
Semifinals coming up here. AAWPIAL Individual Wrestling Championships on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.